there's a bald eagle right on this branch.
Oh my god, it's like a
tiny little bird. Yeah. Oh, there it is. There are two of them.
Oh, yes, they are. How big they are.
Majestic. I think those are the ones that tried to dive bomb once about a year ago on the trail.
We're in Delaware County, New York. The county that finally contorts the long, straight line that defines the bottom edge of New York State, where the previously razor-sharp border with Pennsylvania starts meandering along the Delaware River southward. For the thousands of folks who moved up here from New York City during the pandemic, or after September 11th, or following any of the other previous urban expulsions that led to a sudden uptick in local population, that sudden break from the grid is a perfect metaphor for your arrival in the county. You have traded in the straight and narrow for a more natural, slower-paced journey with an unclear destination. You probably haven't heard of Delaware County, New York, or maybe you think it's actually in Pennsylvania, Ohio, or Indiana. Maybe it is. I'm not the most reliable of narrators, let's be honest, and the purpose of our investigation here today is more than a tad suspect. See, we're here to investigate a murder, but we don't have a lot to go on yet. Also, the murder hasn't happened. It's actually my murder. What do you feel like you learned about why people commit crimes on the crime desk?
Well, human desperation in a lot of cases, mental health in a lot of cases, especially those domestic abuse homicides, which were just super disturbing, because there's all these signs that this is going to happen. And you know, people just hate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We can't discount that.
Yeah. So, as you know, I will eventually be murdered.
You're going to be murdered. It's so weird sitting across the desk from you knowing
this.
Isn't
it weird? I know.
It's weird. It's very strange.
I know. Mm-hmm. For me too. And also,
as
like,
the victim.
As the victim. Like, I have a lot of feelings about that. But I would love to get some advice from you on how to investigate this crime that will eventually happen to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips?
Well, it depends on where your body winds up.
Yeah.
And then how many days it takes for people to find you. That matters.
Okay.
And then you're going to, you know, whoever finds you, God, let it not be little children on the way to school.
Right.
And then, you know, the cops are going to have to show up and secure the scene.
Here's the thing about Delaware County. There's a ridiculously low number of law enforcement officers here, like between 2/3 and 1/2 the average per capita in the U.S. But somehow, and this is even weirder, considering, you know, America right now, there are almost no murders.
I used to feel when I was a kid that being murdered would be a better way to die than to die of natural causes.
Why do you think that is?
I think it was because my uncle, when I was 6, my uncle had a heart attack. Died, and It really made a big impression on me. I think I hadn't really reckoned with death yet. It was like the event in my childhood where I was like, oh, like at a certain point, people die. Something about John, my uncle, dying of a heart attack seemed so terrible. Like his own body had betrayed him in this really profound way. And it was this huge kind of failure of his organism to continue to function. Mm-hmm. And that there was something just like extraordinarily tragic about that.
Yeah.
And in my 6-year-old rationale, I was like, it would be much better to have someone else come and kill you.
This podcast is not an exploration of some youthful fantasy. It's a real-life investigative true crime podcast, or, okay, a true-ish crime podcast. The only thing is that the crime hasn't happened yet, but it will. Remember, this is not a podcast called My Potential Murder, or I Could Get Murdered, Who Knows? This is an investigative reporting podcast called My Inevitable Murder. I know it's coming. I've seen the signs. I've talked to people. That's what investigative reporters do.
All right, here's my plan.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is not something that's going to happen on a whim. It's not going to be something that is... It's going to be patience. Mm. You're going to have patience.
Right? That I have to have patience?
No, not you. Like, your murder isn't going to just be like, you know, I'm going to do this on May 13th. It's going to be more about the right opportunity.
Right? Okay.
I know I'm going to kill you.
Right. We all know that now.
I'm going to be patient about it because it's got to be the right timing. I can't get to too much detail about how that's going to happen because I don't know how it's going to happen. Right. Yeah. But I do know that I'm going to strangle you.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah.
Because it can be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You're smaller than me.
Yeah.
You know, I can overtake you pretty easily.
My Inevitable Murder is an investigative podcast about an unsolved crime that sends shockwaves through the close-knit community of Delaware County, New York. A place you might come to think of as small town America. But don't think for a second that you'll be able to tell how this mystery turns out. Like every true crime podcast that's ever been put on the internet, we'll ask the compelling question, why do people kill? But unlike other true crime podcasts, we'll also pose the far more interesting question, what makes life worth living? Subscribe to My Inevitable Murder at patreon.com/myinevitablemurder. Paid subscribers get early access to full episodes, outtakes, and a small selection of grisly memorabilia. The first 3 episodes of My Inevitable Murder come out this spring and are funded by a Delaware County Arts Grant from the Roxbury Arts Group and the New York State Council on the Arts. You'll be able to download wherever you get your podcasts, although I haven't exactly figured out how to upload them yet.